el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, how are you, students? Were you able to complete the exercises in Unit 13? Did you have any specific difficulty? If so, contact us at Chateando con el Maestro en Casa site. We will be very pleased to help you.
Hello, Iris. How are you?
Fine. And you?
I'm okay. Yesterday, I had a little fever and a terrible headache, but I'm feeling much better today.
I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Today's topic deals with transportation means, which, by the way, has improved a lot since they were created first.
Oh, yes, they have really changed with time, and Week 14 review is bringing them back to us.
As a review to the names of different transportation means, listen up to the following song.
How nice to recall some of those forgotten vocabulary related to transportation.
It sure was. We heard words such as scooter, unicycle, submarine, yacht, rocket ship, and others we know by heart.
Now that we are speaking about transportation means, I want you to listen to a conversation between Marlon and Mitzi.
Hi, Mitzi. What's up?
Hanging on. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Changing subject. Last night, I watched a documentary on sustainable transportation.
Excuse me? There is no such thing as sustainable transportation. Most transportation is moved by fuel, and its cost and the effects it produces on nature can't be called sustainable.
If you understand this term sustainable, it means to use natural resources moderately.
I know that. But with the increasing number of people comes more production of transport means, and following the chain, there are more cars, aircraft, and rail vehicles produced.
I agree with what you're saying, but let me give you some of the points explained by the presenter.
Okay, let's see what his viewpoints were.
First, he mentioned the means of transportation are classified in three major categories: land transport, air and water transport. And he gave some examples.
What a discovery. I know that. Land transportation are cars, motorbike, bicycles, horses, camels, trucks, trailers, and others.
Okay. And the air transport?
That's easy. They're airplanes, helicopters, spacecraft, and others.
Well, to sum up, he mentioned the water transports: boat, canoes, submarines, sailboats, and others.
Was there anything interesting and new in that documental, Marlon?
Don't be rude. It's always good to reinforce vocabulary.
Sorry, you're right. Especially if a student missed that class. I was a little bit mean, huh?
Luckily, you recognized it. Well, back to documentals. As I was saying, the speaker said that to have a sustainable transportation, three areas must join forces and work very hard in reaching to certain agreements.
Really? What three areas?
He says that the business group, electricity sector, drivers, and energy suppliers must have a meeting to discuss policies on behalf of benefits for the entire human race.
And how so?
See, oil business owners should become aware of the need to reduce profits in order to invest the production of different types of fuel.
That sounds reasonable, but what role does electricity play then?
Entities in charge of providing electricity must work on ways to make this source available for transport owners to recharge the batteries of their corresponding vehicle.
Now that you're saying that, we probably need to have electric service station as we do now with gas station.
Exactly. This means trillions and trillions of money.
Yes, I see. And it is money that most governments don't want to invest.
Absolutely. The other point state was the driver.
Why the drivers?
As you know, to reduce fuel and combustion use, less cars must be on the roads.
Meaning?
That driver must adjust themselves to public transportation or car pooling. And in that way, the ozone layer will suffer less.
Who wants to ride the bus with all that people? And sometimes you even have to ride standing because there are no seats available.
That's exactly the point of the speaker. People are not willing to sacrifice their freedom, and they don't think how much they could help by using more public transportation or car pooling.
But you can't deny the fact that both are very uncomfortable.
It sounds as if they were asking drivers to go back to ox cart or horses.
In a way, it is because you didn't buy a car to ride a bus, a taxi, or someone else's car.
Now, you can understand why drivers are responsible for not implementing a sustainable transportation system.
Is there any other point to consider?
Yes, the energy supply.
What about it?
Demands for oil increases. Businesses raise the oil prices, and this creates an economical chaos. Since industries raise their prices, and the consumers are the ones who suffer.
Can they use natural gas, like the ones they use in some homes, to move transportation vehicles?
Oh boy, They sure can. But if their businesses are going to be affected, they won't do it.
The way you're saying it makes me feel that there is no solution to the problem and sustainable transportation is not going to happen ever.
No, no. That's the best part of the documentary, that he presented very feasible solutions.
Like what?
He mentioned that they should, number one, build lighter and smaller cars, trucks, and so on.
Two, foster efficiency.
Three, energy saving by using waste products heat.
Four, stimulate low energy consumption.
Five, create regulations where cars using more than 130 grams per kilometer should pay an amount for each gram they move from the established. And six,
use bioenergy, which is more economical.
How good! Today we learned so much about water, land, and air transportation and their usefulness. But more important, we saw transferred vocabulary in practice.
Complete the exercises on week 14 and don't forget the old proverb that says, only with love and effort we can conquer the world. This means that if you love what you do and make the effort to learn it, you will succeed. Goodbye, students.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.